Hey friends, welcome to an action-packed edition of Worldview Matters. According to the latest numbers reported by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, nearly 4 million non-citizens were issued Social Security numbers in the U.S. during the O'Biden-Harris, the Biden administration. And we're talking about others that are on Medicaid. Some got driver's license, licenses. Some voted in the last election. We're going to talk about this with our good friend Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America coming up.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, welcome. Thank you for watching, listening, and sharing this program. And also, we appreciate your prayers very much. So, Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst, New York Times best-selling author, and chairman of ActForAmerica.org. One of her latest bestsellers is Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. We're so blessed to have her. Thanks for your time today, Brigitte. Good to see you.
Thank you, David. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Yes, you're delighted to be here, and I'm delighted to have you on the podcast again, but not necessarily in the stuff that we have to address and talk about. But this is why we do what we do, to inform people. First of all, actforamerica.org. Join the movement there. We'll talk a little bit about that more as we go through the podcast. But let's start with Social Security numbers issued over the last 4 years during the Biden administration. This is from the Daily Wire. It's a staggering number. These people were easily got Social Security numbers. No interview, no proof of identity. I guess they just put it in the mail. I don't understand that. And you're welcome to talk about the process that you had to go through when you became a citizen, because a lot of our listeners and viewers might not have heard that or watched that.
Well, thank God we have DOGE that's revealing these numbers. And finally, the American public who suspected that these shenanigans are happening. You know, people like you and me, David, and many others who have been following, you know, politics, who are engaged in politics. I mean, the numbers did not add up. And finally, we have DOGE coming up with actual data, actual facts that are irrefutable facts for the American public to see. The corruption, the lies, the stealing, the lying, the cheating that was happening within our government. And, you know, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you. And these people who are coming into our country, breaking the laws, coming in here, they knew that nobody was watching, nobody cared. The Democrats wanted voters, and they were handing everything out to anybody that wanted it as long as it buys them votes. And that's exactly how they were getting away with it. And so, and for someone like me, David, you know what I had to go through when I came to this country. Like any legal immigrant who came to this country and did it by the book. Yes. You wanted to come here. You go to the American embassy at whatever country you start with. You knock on the door. May I come to your country? Can you please grant me a permission, a visa to come to your country? They give you a visa. You pay for your visa. I paid $50 for my visa. I ended up coming to the United States on the TWA. I paid for my flight. I came to America. Once I got here, I filed so I can get the green card because I came to America. I was married. I had to take so many medical tests to make sure that I am tested for tuberculosis, tested for leprosy, tested for this or that. I mean, you cannot believe what I had to be tested for. And I had the privilege of paying for my own medical bills and the blood tests and the doctor's visits. Because this is the process you had to go through in order for you to get the green card. Once I got my green card, once they cleared up that I'm not bringing any diseases to the United States, I had to give the government all my bank accounts overseas so I can start paying taxes immediately to the United States government. And then 3-4 years later, I had to study to become an American citizen, a 2-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, our wow. Constitution, the Civil War, our Congress, our judiciary, our judicial process. And then I had to take an exam, a written exam, as well as a verbal exam in English about our constitution, our history, etc., and pass in order for me to get my American citizenship.
Wow.
So, as an American, as a legal immigrant, when I hear, when people like me, by the millions who did it the right way, hear about these people that broke the law to come into our country, given and handed out social security numbers, social security benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, this, that, and the other, we are beyond angry, beyond insulted, beyond offended at to listen to these facts.
This has been an invasion of our country. And I don't necessarily blame people that are family oriented. I'm not talking about the gang members and the drug dealers and, you know, the cartel. Right. I'm talking about the innocent people that want to come to America, live in a free country. And some of them maybe feel a sense of entitlement because of what they heard. America, you just go there, show up, they'll give you a social security card, driver's license. So they almost expect, they have these expectations,
right.
But we let it go this far. I want to go back to these numbers just for non-citizen social security numbers. Starting in 2021, 270,425 social security numbers were issued. These are illegal aliens. These are non-citizens. In 2022, it was up to 590,000. Then it jumped to almost a million in 2023. This is the old Biden or the Obama Biden years. I want to say the Biden administration, but you got to put Harris in there. Then you might as well put Obama in there because it's his influence. 964. And then, of course, 2024, 2,095,247. So Doge found that all these numbers, this that immigration gave a work authorization document to illegals, some of them just 5 months after they came to the country. It's really infuriating, I think, to a lot of citizens. But the left, as we're going to see in a minute, the left is justifying this. And I think there are reasons for that. Would you care to just speak more to this issue about Social Security and how easy this was?
There is no justification. I mean, they were importing people by the millions into the United States because the Democrats wanted more voters. And most people, don't realize the way they used to get them in. Once they crossed the border, they would ask somebody, what's your name? And somebody would say, well, my name is Julio Gonzalez. And they would say, okay, they would literally write it on a yellow sticky note, Julio Gonzalez, tape it with tape on their arm. And that's how they were able to get on an airplane in an airport and fly to whatever city they wanted to fly to in order to get there and be reunited with their families. So they considered that their official document, like their driver's license, literally a name written on a yellow sticky note that was taped to their arm. And with that, they were able to basically now have a file in America. They were able to get the social security numbers that way. They were able to get help, assistant, cell phone, apartments, hotel rooms, etc. All you had to do is show this. And so this is how bad it was for them to qualify to buy these things. Plus, remember, they're working with the cartels. It's also a money-making machine. So the sooner you get your social security number and were able to work and qualify for jobs, some of them were also paying kickbacks to the drug cartels who enabled them to come to this country or get plugged in within whatever city they went to, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, whatever city they chose to go to, get plugged in with the drug cartel networks in that city and start working together, whether on selling drugs, whether working and paying paybacks. So these people came here because they were promised they were going to get all the goodies from the United States, and they got it. I mean, they heard exactly what was possible. And look, we had agencies working within our government, like Catholic Charities, the Episcopalian Charities, the Jewish Charities, etc., working with our tax dollars, getting money from our government, and hiring attorneys that were advising these people before they even got into the United States. This is the process. This is what you need to do to get this. This is what you need to do to get that. They help them get these things.
Oh my goodness. I'm just so glad some of it is being exposed now. Not all of it. There's a lot. I can only imagine. But some of it, thank God, we have a president and an administration with the will to close our borders and defend our nation, because it is a national security issue. I'm thinking all these people coming over with the fentanyl and with the other drugs and with this, we didn't mention sex trafficking. There's so many issues. And yet, as you know, the Democrats continue to justify this, continue to say, no, they stand up for the illegals. And we're going to get to how the media is reporting on this. But you said, I think before we got on the air, we talked briefly, and you said that there is no justification for this. And yet we know how they're responding on the left. Speak to that issue for a moment about how they justify what's happening.
There is no justification for this, no matter what they say. They come up with, oh, but the children and the people. I mean, look at the guy that we arrested recently, I think last week, where he says he committed so many crimes and so many felonies. And his excuse was, oh, well, I want to be with my kids when we arrested him. The guy had a rap sheet a mile long. Yet all of a sudden when they arrested him, he pulled the card up. Oh, my children, I want to be with my children. Because the left trained them to understand that if you speak about how you're doing this to take care of your children, of your families, they know this is a winning argument, because we have become a society that's all about feelings. Laws are thrown out the window. Anything legal, anything with an argument that actually makes sense is thrown out the window in exchange for feelings. And that's where we are. But look, we dodged the bullet because they wanted to transform America into a socialist country. And the Democrats under Biden, which we know Biden was not running the country, and I believe Congress needs to launch a hearing as to who exactly was running the country. Was it Klain running the country? Who else was running the country? Who else was signing all these executive orders? Who else was issuing pardons to people who broke the law over and over and over again in our country? So whoever was running the country was a part of the global plan to basically defeat America, transform America into a socialist country that will be subjugated by whatever powers, obviously, that were growing, whether the CCC, the communist country of China, whether Russia, or whatever. We dodged the bullet, and thank God for President Trump and for Doge. And by the way, we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. If this is what we are hearing about, David, just imagine what's below the surface, the Goliath that's below the surface that we do not know about yet.
Wow, you're right. Goliath is right, because you're hearing all the billions and billions of dollars of fraud and waste, some of it with strings attached and some of it people getting kickbacks. The corruption is off the charts, but I hope they continue to work on this and expose more. It sounds like they are every day. But I want to get back to the services, because for some Americans don't have insurance. They can't afford health insurance. Some Americans can't go to the ER and get treated like an illegal immigrant can. 1.3 million are receiving Medicaid. Millions receive their driver's licenses. They do get medical services, medical care. And you're going, wait a minute, there are some citizens here that are suffering because they can't get care. And so there's something, I know people, we want to calm down, back off a little bit. I know people, the blood is starting to boil a little bit, but this is all part of this frustrating process of going through this and finding out how long it's been going on. I don't even want to know. But Brigitte, over on your website, you have a lot of information. You have ways for people to get involved. I love the fact that you mentioned your support, Doge, and what Elon Musk is doing. Is there anything you want to highlight from your website before we take a brief pause?
Yes, I do. I want people to go to actforamerica.org and click on Act Now. We have Act Now National, Act Now State. We have many campaigns to support Doge, because we want to make sure we keep pressure on our members of Congress to take their hands off and allow Elon Musk and Doge to do what they have to do to expose the corruption. We want to make sure we take the power from these judges, these rogue judges that are trying to make executive orders that will stop the president. We have Act Now campaigns about that. Go to actforamerica.org, Click on Act Now on the top tab. You will see Act Now National, Act Now State. You can search action alerts by topic. We monitor bills coming down for a vote, and we want to make sure we notify you. We want to make sure you are alerted before a bill comes down for a vote so you can be a voice affecting our community and our nation. Go to actforamerica.org right now. Sign up to get our emails and action alert so we can defund NPR and PBS and yes, all these. Just as an example of the work that we are doing at Act for America, working with the president, because David, we only have 16 months. That's it.
Yes.
Not three and a half more years. Yep. We have 16 months before the upcoming midterm election to turn the ship around and be able to pass as many bills as we can to save our country.
That's right. And thank you for some of the things you're getting people made to raise awareness about. When we come back, we're going to talk about MRC Newsbusters' recent polls on CNN and MSNBC, how they report on illegal aliens. Also, the gift that keeps on giving, Jasmine Crockett. You might not believe what she says. You probably, if you've been following her, probably will. But anyway, right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily. World news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, right now, Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-K, pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15 to save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. Brigitte Gabriel is our guest today. So, Jeff, I want to play this video clip. There's just so many. Where do you start? But some of the things they say, this is one of the things that they use to justify illegal immigrants being here, because, of course, a lot of Americans don't want to do this kind of job, these jobs. She's talking about farming. Jeff, roll the clip, and we'll let Brigitte respond to it.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Oh my goodness. So many things. But I'll let you respond to that, Brigitte.
Well, you know, she's trying to get attention, and it is working. Do you know the latest poll that came out? She's tied with Obama. 4% for Obama and 4% for her. So she's got her eye on running for the presidency. So she's trying to do what AOC is doing. So the poll that came out yesterday that they were, you know, showing on CNN and everywhere else, she is tied with Obama. You've got AOC leading the party, and then Kamala Harris. I cannot believe they're even thinking Kamala Harris is going to run again. And you've got Obama and you've got her. So it is getting her attention. It goes to show you how far left the country has gone, how far the Democrat Party has gone. And this is exactly why they lost to President Trump. But let's take a look at it again. She's talking about, well, we do not want to pick up cotton again. First of all, who's talking about only Black people working in jobs in agriculture? I mean, how many people do we have who would love to be able to have a job picking up oranges, picking up apples, picking cucumbers? Most of the stuff also, by the way, nowadays is done all with machines. So it's not like the old days where people stood in the field in the heat of the sun picking up one cucumber at a time. Things have changed. But in America, a lot of people can use the work and will do the work. And they are not, and they are proud to be able to have a job. The problem in our country also, David, the way I see it, we have made welfare so easy for so many people. And this goes across the board. Yeah. I'm not talking about Black people or brown people. This goes across the board. We have enabled a group in our society a sect of people to say, hey, I have it easy. I can collect welfare. Why should I go to work? Even work in an office. If I can have as many babies as I want on welfare, and for each child, I get an extra $500 a month for food, $400 a month for daycare, or $500 a month for daycare, another $300 a month for cost of living for my apartment, another $300 a month. So you start adding it up, and per child, they're making $1,500 a month. So they start having more children. The more kids I have, the more money I make. And all of a sudden, we have enabled a group of people where they make more money on welfare than make money earning a decent job working as a secretary or a receptionist in an office and many other jobs. And so this mentality needs to change in our country, the enabling of people to be lazy, living off the government until they get a job. And by the way, we've got even new generation, you know, the new youth who wants to start work at $100,000 salary because they do not want to start like you and I started, you know, take whatever job you can get and work your way up and prove yourself and be the best you are at your work. And that's how you get promotion. And that's how you make more money. They don't want to do it that way.
Yep.
They want to start at $100,000 a year. And if they don't get that job, they graduate from college and they immediately go on welfare because all they have to show is, well, I applied in such and such place and I did not find the job. That whole mentality needs to change.
Yeah, it does. And shout out to Lyndon Johnson, who the Great Society and ballooned federal government and the bureaucracy. That was done on purpose to get people, I use the word addicted, but to get people on this the social roles, getting welfare. And that was
right.
done on purpose to get people used to getting government money because it's, quote, free, right? And they did that.
Right.
They wanted to crush the system. They wanted to overwhelm the system. That was part of this Cloward Piven strategy. But that's for another podcast. We've talked about that before. But Brigitte, her argument was, so they wanted to keep illegal immigrants here. That was part of her argument. Well, let's go over to you on your website. It says no taxpayer-funded press, defund PBS and NPR. Well, over at Newsbusters, MRC, they did a study. Here's how they report on it. They're part of the problem. They reported to this El Salvadorian illegal alien as a Maryland man 120 times. And these two networks referred to this guy, his last name is Garcia, as a Maryland father while identifying him as an illegal alien only 7 times. So 120 times, Maryland father, family man, Maryland man. So MSNBC alone aired only 11, or actually they aired 11 false assertions that he was actually a legal resident. So there's a problem with these two networks, and there's more stats on this, but Maryland father. So they wanted to hide the fact that he was illegal, hide anything to do with his background, right? And just say, oh, he's got a family. They're
That's
doing
right.
this
the
on
children.
Purpose. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's right. The children, they want to tug at the heartstrings of the people. Oh, the poor man is just trying to make a living for his children. No, he is not. The press is lying. And I can expect, you know, CNN wants to lie, or MSNBC, or ABC, NBC, CBS, the whole alphabet soup of media. Fine, they're making money off advertisers. But when my tax dollar is going to go to fund NPR and PBS, who are repeating lies after lies after lies, demonizing our government, demonizing people like you and me, repeating that we are deplorables, repeating how much they hate President Trump or what he did, repeating the lies about COVID, forcing all of us. Remember how they wanted everybody to be forced to be vaccinated? Everybody stays home. You are endangering the lives of people if you are traveling without a mask. They were a part of the problem. They were basically the mouthpiece for a progressive government funded by our tax dollars. If PBS and NPR are so great, they need to raise their own funding and not take it out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket and your pocket. And that's why we want everybody to go to our website, actforamerica.org, click on that campaign and make your voice heard. As you can see, we have over 500,000 people who already emailed their members of Congress, called their members of Congress. We make it so easy for you. Once you click take action, You can fill in your information because we want to make sure we connect you with your elected official. They want to make sure you are a constituent. Once you enter your name, then a picture of all your elected officials will pop up. An email is already written that you can send to them. You don't even have to think what to say or what to write. And then we have social media posts prepared for you by our social media teams that you can post it and share it on your social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And then we give you your elected officials' phone numbers with a script you could literally read off your computer screen while calling them on the phone. We want to make sure this is our opportunity.
Yes.
To defund NPR and PBS, and we want to make sure we get it done while we have President Trump in office as soon as possible.
Yes, yes. And like you said, we only have until the midterms next year. On your
right.
website, on the page about ending birthright citizenship abuse, I love this quote, and I'll give you a couple minutes to talk about this issue. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Abraham Lincoln. So talk to us a little bit about this, Brigitte, in the last 2 minutes.
Exactly. This is something that is so important to me, especially because I deal with national security. But here's what's happening. The word is out worldwide that if you are pregnant and you come to the United States and you give birth to your child in here, then your child is automatically an American. And then you can qualify to bring your family, the mother and father, and then they can bring in all the sisters and brothers born in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, whatever country, Iran, whatever country. And then you can come here and then you can qualify for welfare, social security, all the benefits for you and your immediate family, and then you can start bringing your extended family, the family on the mother's side, the family on the father's side. And so this is why we want to end this. We have enemies coming to the United States using the birthright citizenship tool in order to not only get into our country, but bring more terrorists into our country, bring more people to our country who are abusing the system. Not because they want to be a part of the American fabric, but because they want to sabotage our country. This is unacceptable, and that's why we want to end it.
Amen. And thank you. And by the way, friends, I just want to encourage you also to check out Brigitte's books. Great books. Rise is one of the best sellers, Because They Hate, and much more. You can go to Amazon or go to actforamerica.org. Brigitte, it always goes by very fast. And I'm so thankful for your knowledge, your expertise, but your passion. This means something to you because of your own experience in becoming a citizen and national security. So I'm really thankful. And I know our viewers and listeners are as well. So we appreciate your time very much. Lord willing, we'll continue to make progress and see more of the nonsense exposed. And hopefully we'll do this again. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me with you.
All right. Thanks, Brigitte. All right, friends, actforamerica.org. So much more information there. And a lot of issues, but one at a time, one thing at a time, right? Do what you can in your sphere of influence and then raise awareness about these things. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.